You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer Kent. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about taking care of our elders.
There are groups of people developing ways to improve life for nursing home residents. One particular researcher in Madison is focusing her work on the Hmong population in the Upper Midwest. WPR's Anna Marie Yanni talked with her about what motivates her to pursue this work.
Maisie Tao has a longstanding interest in what life is like for refugees long after they've resettled in a new place.
There's a lot of literature and a lot of investigation around what refugees need when they're being resettled, but there's not the question of how do refugees live in the U.S.? And that's kind of where my work has been.
For Tao, this work is personal. The medical anthropologist is Hmong, an ethnic population from Southeast Asia. Many became refugees after the Vietnam War. And Tao was born in a refugee camp in Thailand. About a year later, her family resettled in Wisconsin. The state is home to one of the largest Hmong populations in the nation.
And so growing up as this child of this whole refugee experience, like I got to witness a lot of my parents' experiences through the healthcare system.
Experiences that she didn't see reflected in her readings in college.
And so I felt like I had to also insert my own story and insert a different perspective that allow us to kind of see how folks like Hmong Americans were also experiencing the healthcare system. So that, you know, I just knew that if I didn't do the work, no one was going to do it.
Now, Tao is an assistant professor of anthropology and Asian American studies at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. She recently led a case study that showcased a poor quality of life for Hmong residents in a Minnesota nursing home. For 4 months, she observed life at the unnamed home and interviewed Hmong residents and staff. The findings were published in August 2024 in the Journal of Applied Gerontology.
There's talk about this sense of abandonment, right? In isolation, right? And for me, like, they experienced that in the refugee camps, right? And I don't want them to experience that in a nursing home in the U.S., right? And so how do we think through these stories that they have to really help improve our care?
Tao conducted all the resident interviews in Hmong. She heard that language barriers were hard for them in the facility.
When residents needed care, they weren't always able to access a Hmong person to ask for what they needed. And so there was a lot of where language then contributed to neglect or just waiting for when your next bath was going to be, right? And so a lot of the experience that the residents were telling me was feeling that, you know, white residents were being taken care of better than they were.
She also found residents did not have an appetite for the nursing home food. But there was more to it than that. Tao says food, and culturally sensitive food, is important to people's well-being. She recalls an interview with a Hmong staffer.
That was the most heartbreaking thing, is these staff members understand the limitations of nursing home care, especially for diverse residents. And, you know, he said that, you know, so he was a nurse and he said, you know, you have to bring food or else that person's not going to get better.
Tao said nursing homes don't need to go to researchers like her to learn how to improve their care. They can ask families.
So this stuff is also personal for me. Like my grandmother also was in a nursing home in Wisconsin. And like the most simple thing is, like, you know, families had to tell the nursing home, like, she doesn't drink cold water. She wasn't drinking water because they were giving her ice water. Right. Which I think, like, that's the thing, is that that's the culture that we institute in these places of care. But then she only drinks warm water or hot water. And so, you know, just asking family members, especially if the person doesn't speak the language, asking family members, what are things we could do to improve the care, would be so important.
Next, Tao is working on a research paper about culturally sensitive care. She hopes her work helps other refugee populations too.
WPR's Anna Marie Yanni brought us that story on improving care for nursing home residents. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCullum.